Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hi there, it's Megan Mitchell from Agents of Change. Thanks for checking out my podcast. If you enjoy the content, please check out my ASWB test prep courses for the bachelor's, master's, and clinical exams. Each Agents of Change course includes more than 30 key topics that closely match the ASWB KSA content areas. Our content is great for both auditory and visual learners and includes video walkthroughs, supplemental materials, hundreds of practice questions, and twice monthly live study groups with me. You can learn more and get 10 free practice questions at agentsofchangeprep.com.
Hi there, this is Alex Mitchell from Agents of Change Social Work Test Prep. And today we're talking about the ASWB exam changes that are coming in early 2024. Actually, very early 2024, January 2024. So we're going to cover these changes, what they mean to you as a test taker, and how you can prepare for them. So first, let's talk about what the ASWB announced. Earlier this week, as of this recording, Wednesday, August 23rd, 2023, the ASWB announced that they had selected a company called PSI as their new testing partner. That testing partner would replace Pearson VUE, and that replacement would happen right in January 2024. But interestingly, in addition to just changing the testing provider, the ASWB announced several other important changes to the ASWB exam, introduced a scholarship for repeat test takers, and also mentioned plans to introduce remote testing later in 2024. So we're going to break down each of these changes. I'm going to take you through exactly what the ASWB said, what we know, what we don't know, and you'll be informed as a test taker. So first, who is PSI? You may not have heard of this company before. So we did a little bit of research, and they described themselves as, you know, focused from test design and exam development to test day support and everything in between. They focus their efforts on the test taker and work tirelessly towards that. They've also shared that they've delivered over 22 million tests. So, you know, they're an experienced provider in the space. They seem to provide tests for many different areas, not just social work. So that is just PSI in a nutshell, but you can Google them. You can look up their website and see a bit more information about PSI. So those main changes I mentioned before that we're going to dive into. So PSI replaced Pearson as the exam administrator. So the one that actually delivers the exam, the testing center that you go to would be PSI, not Pearson, starting in early 2024. But PSI is also taking on some responsibility for exam development. So the actual content of the exam is getting a look at by PSI. So we're going to talk more about when that's happening, what that could mean for you. That scholarship fund I mentioned is going to be created for repeat test takers to really minimize or eliminate the impact of having to pay that fee again if you don't pass the first time. And then the final one I briefly mentioned before is a remote testing option with secure online proctoring coming in late 2024. So again, we're going to dive into each of these, but those are the four big ones that they announced earlier this week, August 23rd. So why make a change to PSI from Pearson VUE? So Lavina Harless, who's the ASWB's Senior Director of Examination Services, shared, "We want to continue to accurately and fairly measure competence for the social work profession. We also want to be intentional about addressing the financial impact on repeat test takers as they pursue licensure, which is why we are so eager to have PSI's support as we implement meaningful changes that reflect our ongoing commitment to fairness, inclusivity, and equal opportunities." So there's a lot in there, but you can tell they're not just changing to PSI because it was cheaper than Pearson VUE. They're really looking at the holistic exam. They're really thinking about those repeat test takers. They're thinking about, you know, that remote functionality. So, you know, they made this change for a variety of reasons, and it's going to happen relatively soon. PSI is going to begin administering
the licensing exam at their 475 testing centers in the US and Canada on January 2nd, 2024. So right in the new year, it's going to be PSI and not Pearson VUE. The second big change is that PSI is taking on that responsibility for exam development. So this one is a little bit more cloudy. It's not clear exactly when changes will happen, but what was shared in the press release is that PSI is currently conducting a full test development and evaluation, basically looking at areas of excellence, things that are working with the exam, and places where greater inclusion can be integrated into that test creation. So obviously we've all seen most likely some of the shortcomings of the ASWB exam, especially pertaining to certain minority groups. And so they're taking a look at that. They're seeing what can be done to improve it. So what they've shared is the team will build on ASWB's longstanding and successful efforts to ensure that its assessments accurately evaluate the knowledge and skills required for safe and ethical entry to practice. So again, what we expect at Agents of Change is this will likely result at some point in 2024 as some changes to the exam content areas, maybe some of the mechanisms in the exam. You know, maybe we'd see more three question than four question, maybe even shorter exam. We don't know at this point, but I think we know it's likely there will be some changes in 2024 after PSI completes this evaluation.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The third update, the scholarship fund. We were really excited about this one at Agents of Change. So the way they discussed this was recognizing that financial realities can hinder candidates' pursuit of professional goals. The ASWB and PSI have each pledged to contribute to a fund for future outreach to and support for test takers, particularly those from historically marginalized communities. So we're really excited about this at Agents of Change. We work with a lot of multiple time test takers, often, you know, folks who sometimes don't speak English as a first language or have other accommodations that are needed. And the financial burden is real on this exam today. It discourages many, many people from retaking the exam, pursuing, advancement in their career. And so we're excited to see that both ASWB and PSI are recognizing this, are going to be contributing to this scholarship fund. And we really look forward to learning more about this scholarship fund, helping people apply for it, kind of promoting it more out there so folks are aware of it. So definitely follow us on Instagram, subscribe on YouTube if you aren't already, subscribe to our podcast. We will let you know when we hear more about, you know, not only the scholarship, but any details related to ASWB exam changes. So we are your place to stay up to date to this, and we will let you know as soon as we hear, as soon as we know. And the last one that's very interesting, but is pretty far out there in the future, is that a remote testing option is going to be coming for the ASWB exam in later 2024. So very few details were shared in the press release, but late 2024 was mentioned as the date and remote testing option. This likely will be too late for many people who are currently studying for their exam or are just about to start studying for their exam. We're excited about this one too, because it's going to increase accessibility for the exam, especially for our folks who live in more rural communities. 475 exam centers sounds like a lot, but sometimes that could only be one or two in a more rural state. Those could be hours away. That's a big burden for folks to try and, you know, incorporate that into their schedule, especially working schedule, family schedule. So, you know, having this option, in a secure way, remote from home to take your exam, is great. Also, one thing we're excited about is this can help some folks who might have test anxiety. You can have that, kind of warm home environment that you're used to from your studying, from your practice exams. you can take your exam there, right? You know, with the comfort of maybe your animal nearby, you know, with your coffee right there. So, you know, that's also another advantage to having this remote testing option coming in later 2024, is it could be a way to reduce some of that ASWB exam anxiety that we all have to different degrees. So we're excited about this one, but again, not coming till late 2024. So what do these four changes mean to you specifically? So if you're planning to take the ASWB exam in 2023, let's say you already have it on the calendar for November or December, and you're already studying, you know, it's really not going to mean anything to you. As you heard, the first of these changes go into effect at the beginning of January 2024. So you'll still take your exam at Pearson VUE if you have it scheduled there. You'll still have the same content. You know, nothing has really changed for you. However, if you plan to take your exam in 2024, you may be impacted by some of these changes, right? If you're taking it after July or January 2nd, you'll be taking it at a PSI center instead of a Pearson VUE center. You know, if you're taking it later 2024, some content areas may change. If you're taking it very end of 2024, or even you're way ahead and you're thinking 2025, you might have that remote option available as well. So again, I encourage you to follow us on Instagram, join our group on Facebook, subscribe to us on our podcast and our YouTube channel. We will keep you up to date immediately when we hear from either ASWB or PSI. We'll let you know about all these details. We'll let you know about how you can prepare yourself if you're planning to take that exam in 2024. We are here to help you. And so those are the four big changes. Again, we will keep you up to date. Follow us and, you know, definitely check out our materials on agentsofchangeprep.com. We have a bunch of great free materials as well as our paid study materials to help you get ready for test day, no matter who is the administrator. No matter what is on the exam, we will get you ready to pass that exam. And as always, if you have any questions, you can reach out to us at agentsofchangeprep@gmail.com. Thank you. And again, regardless of how this exam is built and who is administrating, you've got this. We're here to support you. You've got this. You can do hard things and you can pass this exam. Thank you.